December 28, the joy set before him. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:2. The work of Christ on earth was to seek and to save that which was lost. Ever before him he saw the result of his mission. Although the baptism of blood must first be received, although the weight of the sins of the world was to gather upon his innocent soul, although the shadow of an unspeakable woe was ever over him, yet for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame. He endured all this that sinful man might be saved, that he might be elevated and ennobled and have a place with him upon his throne. Christ is the originator of divine truth. He knew the height and depth, length and breadth and fullness of the compassion of divine love as no mortal man can know it. He knows the blessedness that sinners are refusing when they reject divine light, the horrors that will come upon the soul that refuses the truth of heaven. Christ alone knows what means the exceeding weight of glory which those who rebel against God refuse to receive. Men are contaminated with sin, and they cannot have an adequate conception of the heinous character of the evil which they cherish. Because of sin, the majesty of heaven was stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Voluntarily, our divine substitute bared his soul to the sword of justice that we might not perish but have everlasting life. Said Christ, I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. John 10:17-18. No man of earth nor angel of heaven could have paid the penalty of sin. Jesus was the only one who could save rebellious man. The joy that was set before Jesus was that of seeing souls redeemed by the sacrifice of his glory, his honor, his riches, and his own life. The salvation of man was his joy. When all the redeemed shall be gathered into the kingdom of God, he will see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied.